ओम्यश्चन्दसाम् ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृतास्तिनो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So we did the fifth mantra last class. I told you all these mantras in the second section, mostly all the mantras in the second section are Mahavakyas. It need not be one sentence. Even though Mahavakyas we know, which are known as popularly Mahavakyas, they are all in one small sentence. Aham Brahma Asmi. Tattvam Asi, I am Atma Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma, extra when they say, small sentences. So we think only they are Mahavakyas. The Mahavakya means wherein the totality of a mantra, when a totality is discussed, and thereon, there itself, the truth of the totality is there available in your own mind as the self, and it says, that is a Mahavakyam. Is clear now? That is also a Mahavakyam. So we saw last class, yes, yes, min,
yes, min,
dyauho, prithivi, cha, antariksham, otam, manaha, saha pranehi, cha sarvaihi tam eva ekam janatha atmanam anyavachah vimunchatha amrutasya yeshah setuh. So, this mantra again is a Mahavakyam. How do you say it is Mahavakyam? We say, look at the first sentence. How do you understand this mantra being a Mahavakyam? Yasmin dyauhu prithivi cha antariksham votam manaha pranaihi sarvaihi saha. That yasmin means what? That in which alone, isn't it? Yenda vondril, in that in which alone, dyauhu, all the worlds above, heaven, etc., the unknown worlds. Why dyauhu, unknown world, I say? Dyauhu, heaven, etc., not known worlds. Only believed worlds. Isn't it? We cannot ignore the worlds do not exist at all, because you cannot prove that they cannot do not exist at all. Can you prove? No, there is no heaven at all. Can you prove? No. Why you cannot prove? Why you cannot prove? Because you don't know. To prove something, you should know. Understand now? To prove something, you should know. You cannot prove. Because, understand now, it's only a belief, matter for belief. That is why we say unknown worlds. Understand now, Dyauhu means heaven, a higher world, unknown world is Dyauhu. Then, Prithivi literally means earth, but you can say what? This earth means this world wherein we live, the known Jagat, isn't it? The known world. And the unknown worlds, isn't it? Or higher lokas where life is said to be, you know, more comfortable and better luxury, I don't know. Sorry, Duraji has to get up many times. Then, antariksham, you know, antariksham, intermediary, you can say intermediary space or intermediary worlds. All of them together, we can say what? So, dyauhu, prithivi, cha, and Antariksham. When you say Dyauhu Prithvi Antariksham, all the worlds are covered. Understand now? And we don't need to mention about world, the worlds below also. Adho Lokaha. Understand now? No, Adho Lokaha means what? The worlds below. Worlds above, worlds below, the world where we live, and the intermediary space between the higher worlds and this world. All of them means what? That one word implies, this implies all of them, the whole Jagat. Understand now? So here, Dyauhu Prithivi Cha Antariksham, all of them, Yasmin Otam. Now, Yasmin Otam. Otam is what? Interwoven. Why interwoven? Isn't it? Interwoven. Otam is such a beautiful word. Even those days, the weaving has... See, even Upanishad Kala. Upanishad, Vedic period time, there's a mention of woven. Interwoven. The word interwoven. Isn't it? This whole Jagat is a fabric woven. Isn't it? In that, what is that? That is the reality. Isn't it? The reality in which alone this whole cosmos is interwoven. Whole interwoven. Otam. Otam protam. Isn't it? We say otam. Otam means like this, protam. Otam, protam means what? One has to go a long thread and a cross thread. You have to put both in weaving. If you haven't seen, you would have seen. If you haven't seen, when you come to Coimbatore, I'll show you. Okay? I had to show you everything from Coimbatore. Look at this. And then, because here also you can go to Gujarat and see also. In Surat and all, you can see that. And then, so here we have this woven. No, the whole Jagat is interwoven in Brahman. What is Brahman? Another word which implies the reality. You know that very well. Is it Paravastu? The absolute reality, which has no beginning, which has no end, will not undergo any change. In that is a substratum Adhara. Isn't it? An unchanging Adhara for this changing Jagat. Isn't it? That is there. Yasmin Dyauhu Prithivi Antariksham Cha Protam. So not only this, what about this in the Jagat, in the Prithivi you have to include what? Your own physical body is included. Isn't it? Not only this, it also includes what? Manaha, mind. Not only mind, also what? Saha Pranehi, along with other pranas. Individual prana, individual mind, okay, all of them, and the entire cosmos, entire universe, including the worlds above, worlds below, the intermediary space, all of them are closely woven in that Brahman. That means what? Isn't it? That alone, Saha Pranehi, that Brahman, okay, that is Brahman. Tam Ekam Eva Janata. Look at this. May you know that Brahman. Tam Ekam Eva Janata. Because Tam comes, he makes the Tam is a masculine gender word. It means a masculine pun. Avanaye. Evan oruvanil, yenda onril. But he says again, it comes as what? Him. May you know only that person. That Ishvara. Tam is a him. Isn't it? Him means again not a masculine gender word. Masculine gender word, but not a male person. Isn't it? Tam eva, ekam eva, may you know only that. May you know only that. You should know what? May you know that Ishvara, in whom alone, there is no other Ishvara other than Brahman. Okay, there is no other Lord. Reality is the Lord. In that reality, Ishvara alone, the whole Jagat is interwoven. May you know that reality, the Lord. Tam ekameva janata. Till here it's okay. Okay? So the reality is the sat of the universe. Existence of the universe. That I told you many times. I'm repeating again. Existence of the reality is the existing of the universe. Existence of the universe. Therefore, reality is the existence of the universe. Sat of the universe. What is this Jagat? Jagat is pure existence plus Namarupa. Is it clear now? Like what is ocean? Pure H2O plus Namarupa ocean. Isn't it? Plus Namarupa is equal to ocean. You can't say ocean is pure H2O. Even though ocean is nothing but H2O, when you say what is ocean, how will you say? Ocean is equal to pure H2O plus Namarupa. Is it clear now? So what is Jagat? Jagat is pure Sat plus Namarupa. Is it clear? Therefore, Namarupa Rahitam Sat is what? Namarupa Rahitam Sat, pure Sat, pure existence. Is it clear now? Pure existence. So may you know that pure existence in which alone all these Namarupas are interwoven. Have you got it now? Interwoven. This is Ishvara. This is total. This till here stands for totality. But where do you have to know? Tam yekam eva janatha. Tam yekam eva janate. May you know only that Lord. Where? He says, Atmanam. Yekam eva Atmanam. Look at this. That Sat, pure Sat, Namarupa Rahitam Sat, in which alone all the Namarupas are interwoven. May you know that Sat. What is the Sat here? Chit. Isn't it pure consciousness? May you know that reality as the self. In the self alone it is interwoven. Atmanam. When you say Atmanam, immediately talks about what? Chit. Atma is the all-pervasive self of everything. Isn't it? So your all-pervasive self of everything is what? Pure consciousness only. Therefore, when Atmanam comes, Tam Atmanam, Yasmin, all of them are interwoven. May you know that, what now? May you know that, this, may you know that self. When you say, hey, this now, it has become what? A Mahavakyam. When the Sat is present as the Chit, it is Mahavakyam. Because what Atmanam is used here, and earlier, Yasmin, when it says, Yasmin, everything is interwoven, that talks about Brahman. And may you know that Brahman was what? As the self. So what, when it says Atmanam, use, let's not say again Brahman. Atmanam, isn't it? Therefore, what does it mean here? That reality, that existence, pure existence in which alone the all the Namarupas, the entire Jagat is interwoven. May you know that pure existence, the self. Understand now? May you know that pure existence which is the self. When you say Mahavakyam. Therefore, Tam Yekam Eva Atmanam Janatha. Is it clear now? Again and again and again and again it repeating. It is repeating. These mantras are repeating. What do they repeat? Reality has to be known, one is repeated. Isn't it? May you know, may you know, may you know that. Why? You cannot attain, you cannot attain, you cannot attain. That's also repeated. You cannot attain. Don't need to travel anywhere to heaven or anywhere elsewhere. Understand? Therefore, no need to attain. No, no, no means what? Janatha, may you know that Brahman, may you know that Lord, may you know that reality. But where? As what? As the self. As the self. As the self. May you know that reality in which alone the whole Jagat is interwoven. May you know that reality as the self. This which is the self. Therefore what happens now? Completely journey is negated. Travel is negated. Distance is negated. Is it clear now? Tameva janata atmanam. That means what he says now. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha. Here knowing implies, janatha stands for not simply knowing. No, it's janatha implies have the ascertained doubt-free understanding. May you know it doubtlessly. Understand? May you know it doubtlessly. So knowing doubtlessly implies that ascertained vision implies what? Contemplation, meditation. Is it clear? No. Contemplation only is implied here. That is why it says, it is said here, you know, Yeshaha Setuhu. Yeshaha eva setuhu. This indeed is the only bridge, only through which you can have that doubt-free vision. So having the doubt-free vision of the reality, which is the self, is what? Absolute end, ultimate end. For that, what is the bridge? What is that which can take you to that vision is what? Contemplation. Yeshaha eva amrutasya setuhu. For that vision, is the vision of reality, which itself is attainment of immortality, for which this is setuhu. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha. Give up all other words, which implies, give up all the unnecessary words, useless words, which do not help you, which are not helpful for you or not helpful for others. And second thing, also give up your attention. Don't pay attention to things which are disturbing, which are destructive, which will distract you from your goal, attainment of your goal. Is it clear? Because contemplation needs completely agitation-free mind. Agitated mind cannot concentrate, cannot contemplate, isn't it? Even if you understand. That is why anyaha vachaha vimunchata implies don't pay, not simply not talking alone. Okay? Here, mentally be unagitated, only for which don't pay attention to anything which will take attention from. When you, anything distract you from your focused end. Is it clear now? This we saw last class. We'll come to this again. This is another Mahavakyam. Another Mahavakyam. Look at this. This is the style of the Upanishad. Understand? Another Mahavakyam. I told you earlier, when you are not able to, when you are not able to be with the subject matter of the Shastram. See, Shastram talks so many things. It talks all relevant topics. It talks. By studying Shastram, what is that you understand? Swarupam of the Atma. You understand the reality as the very self. Okay, with that, the teacher's job is over, the Shastra's job also is over. In fact, you don't need to study 2-minute texts at all. One Tattva Bodha is enough. To be frank, one Tattva Bodha is enough. You don't need to attend class after class, class after class, class after class, because object matter is being happens to be the repetition. Our mind has a very mischievous mind. It feels so bored with the thing. It won't allow you to listen because already I know. It always gives a false knowledge. I know. I know what is being said here. Already I know. Okay, you know already what is being said here. Can you sit at home and be with what you know? That's the next question. Can you sit at home and be with what you know? Can you be with that what you know? If you can be with what you know, only with that you can be with what you know, with that, then you don't need any class. Satyam, the class has served its purpose. So the teacher you don't need, the Shastra study you don't need anymore. The mind should be where? Only in what you know. All the time. While going to loo, while going to sit in the toilet, while you're shaving, showering, eating, drinking, walking, all the time, can you be with what you have known? As Brahma Satyam, okay, is nothing but Ahatma, the self. Can you remember that? Can you focus attention on that? That is what is contemplation. Understand now? That is what is contemplation. That is why you people cannot see the contemplative disposition of the mind. When they can't see, unless you have that contemplative disposition, you can't understand other person being contemplative also. You can't understand. What is being contemplative will be understood only if you are contemplative. That is the problem. That is why the Shastra study, Upanishad after Upanishad. Why should Shankara write commentary for 10 Upanishads? There are so many Upanishads. Even the 10 Upanishads Bhashyam we study, the life will be over, okay? So much to understand that. So much. Repetition. People come and ask Swamiji. 3.5 years you've been studying Swamiji, same thing you're talking. Swamiji, if you stay for another 7 years, I'll be talking the same thing. Swamiji says that. If you stay here for another 7 more years, I'll be talking the same thing. When you feel enough, you stay away. That is my job, become a Shastra teacher. But differently, maybe. Now, maybe he can make it more humorous and jovial and all that. To keep it now going. That is his special art, isn't it? I don't have that art. That is Swamiji, his special skills. People have their own things. Isn't it? But the subject matter is not distorted. What Swamiji taught, what his teacher taught, what I teach, never is distorted. That is more important. That is what the commitment as a disciple also to the teacher and to the Shastra. Why this class? Repetition is always for helping you to be first Shravanam is for you to understand subject matter. In one text itself you can understand, but does not mean you are totally clear. There is some understanding, some clarity, but still there is also some vagueness. That vagueness actually is natural for any human mind. Further study of the same thing repeatedly from a different manner, different way, which is you understand, and slightest, my God, you have to study the whole next book and repeat the same subject matter for the removal of slightest vagueness. Understand? At the same time, you are helped to be with what you have already understood. Is it clear now? You already know. You are again helped to be with what you already know. That is the purpose of repetition. Is it clear now? Therefore, it's a preparation for contemplation also. Okay. Then, now it's a fourth Upanishad mantra repeats. Look at this. Araiva Rathanabhau Samhataha Suryaha Prachandaha. No, Prachandaha means what? Arahaiva Rathanabhau Samhataha Yatra Nadyaha Saha Yeshaha Antascharate Bahudha Jayamanaha. Okay. First he says, there's a Mahavakyam. Here is a Mahavakyam, how you say? Araha iva ratanabhau samhataha. See, samhataha. Samhataha means what? Converge. Is it? They are together. Converge. What converge there? Converge, he says, araha. Araha means spokes, you know. Spokes. Where? Ratanabhau. Rataha is a chariot. And nabhihi is a navel. Ratanabhihi is what? Navel of the, as a navel of the chariot. That's a meaning. But really, not even the navel of the chariot. Chariot wheel. Understand now. Nabhi of the wheel. Ratha nabhihi. Ratha chakrasya nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi. Ratha nabhihi means what? Madhyama padalopi samasa. I'm saying for your sake. Okay? Madhyama padalopi means what? The middle word drops. Rathasya chakrasya nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi. Because the hub is not the navel of the chariot. Understand now. Hub is what? Navel of the middle part of the chakram only. Isn't it? Rathanabhihi. So, Rathanabhihi. So, what Rathanabhihi here? Hub of the wheel. Hub of the wheel. And for the hub of the wheel, Now the wheel is there, hub is in the middle. What is that which connects the wheel around and the hub, isn't it? Unless the wheel, that round one, doesn't, no, cannot serve as the wheel if it is not connected to the hub also. What is it which keeps together, isn't it? That alone moves. The wheel alone moves, isn't it? If the wheel has to serve its purpose as a wheel, it must be linked to the hub of the chariot, isn't it? And the hub, actually, the hub of the wheel, there are spokes. The spokes, you know, go from what? The spokes are, spokes converge in that hub of a wheel. And they go to different directions also like this. Different directions, isn't it? And they keep the chakram moving. That's why dharmaha, and in order. The law and order is said to be dharma chakram. Isn't that dharma chakram? No, one of the Mahatmas in Coimbatore, one Swami, Siddhavananda Swami, who was born and brought up and raised, who lived there, and his newsletters, they have a magazine called Dharma Chakram. Dharma Chakram is the name of the magazine. And then Dharma Chakram is what? Dharmaha. The whole samsara is what? The life is what? Jagat is what? Rolling, moving. Isn't it? For this samsara to move, keep on moving. For the life to keep moving. For the jagat to keep moving. Understand now? Jagat to keep moving. The jagat chakram to keep moving. All these spokes which link, no? Must work linked to where? The hub. Understand now? Together from one hub alone, all the spokes go to different places. And then of the chakram, and they keep the chakram moving. Ratha nabhihi, ratha nabhau araha iva. And just as the spokes, all the spokes of the wheel converge in the hub of the wheel, so also nadyaha. Nadyaha literally means what? Arteries. Nadi means not the invisible, something mystical. Our simple arteries, all the cardiologists will know very well. Blood vessels, arteries, no? They're all linked to the heart. And heart, physical heart is implied here. All our blood vessels from all over the body, look at this. The whole body has to be what? Circulated. Blood has to be circulated the whole body. Isn't it? For the blood circulation has to go, that is how it, the body's energy is maintained. Only through circulation of blood, body's energy is maintained. That's how body is kept alive. Isn't it? So the circulation is such a big important job there. So he says all the nadis of the physical body, isn't it? In fact, basically what? The artery connected to blood vessels which supply blood to all over the body, all the vessels and muscles and tissues, they're connected to what? Main arteries. Understand now? And those arteries are linked to what? The heart. And heart is a golakam for mind, the indriyam. Remember now, heart is the golakam, and wherein there is a indriyam, mind. Is it clear now? Mind. And in that mind alone, you have to understand, mind is what? That is why he had not, Bhagavan had to, see, Upanishad is not interested in talking about the heart here. It is interested in talking about the mind. So, the yatra nadyaha, where all the arteries are linked to, connected to, that is the heart. In that heart, which is a golakam, the physical part, where just as this eye is a physical part, where you have the seeing power indriyam, heart is a golakam, isn't it? Wherein there is indriyam manaha. Understand? Mind. Because which part is not connected to mind? Tell me. Wherever you have pain, you know immediately. Knowledge is there, isn't it? Rim say. Therefore, mind is there. Yatra Nadyaha means the arteries are linked to the heart, the Golakam, wherein there is Indriyam Manaha, the invisible, imperceptible, subtle mind is there in the heart. In that heart, isn't it? Saha Yeshaha Antaha Charate. Understand now? Saha Yeshaha Antaha Charate. Saha, that Lord, the reality of the whole Jagat, Ishwaraha, Yeshaha, Yeshaha, this Atmaha, that Lord who is this Atma, look at this, the reality of the entire Jagat, Ishwaraha, is in fact what? Is this Self, the Atma, Saha, Yeshaha, when that and this comes, Mahavakyam. Is it clear now? That Lord is this Self, when you say it's a Mahavakyam. That Lord is this Self means what? When you say that Lord, Saha Eshaha, Saha stands for that Lord, isn't it? That Lord and Eshaha means this Self. Eshaha Antaha Charate. That reality, the Lord, isn't it? Yesha is this Self. And this Self means what? Who is this Self? Antaha Charate. Moves inside. Wanders inside. Why wanders inside? Hey, just now we studied reality is all pervasive. Isn't it? But why do you say it is moving, it moves about inside? Antaha Charate. Because mind is inside. Understand now? Reality is not only inside. Reality is everywhere. In fact, reality does not have inside, outside. Isn't it? Outside, inside, everywhere, above, below, everywhere reality is. All pervasive, you know that. That reality, that's why it's said with Lord. Ishvara. That Lord, but Antaha Charate means what? It moves about inside. Isn't it? It means what? It is available for recognition as the Self. That Lord is available for recognition as the Self. Isn't it? This Self, to this Self alone, the order of the whole cosmos is linked to. Just as the physical arteries are linked to the heart, so also the whole Jagat, all the galaxies, all the constellations, all these things, all the phenomena, all the functions that are going on are linked to this reality, the Lord, the reality, who is the Self, no? Who is available for recognition in the mind. Yaha Yesha Antas Charate means, does not mean reality is moving about inside the mind. Reality is all pervasive, but available for recognition only in your buddhi, in the mind. Antaha Charate. Isn't it? Antaha Charate. Then that's why Eshaha Antaha Charate. So you can understand, just as spokes converge in the hub of the wheel, chariot wheel, the whole Jagat, all the functions, all the order are linked to actually that reality. Nothing is outside of that reality. Without that reality, nothing can move. And that reality, the Ishvara, is the Self, Yaha Antaha Charate. Yeshaha Atma Yaha Antaha Charate. He is Charate, Antaha Charate, moves about inside. How? Bahudha Jayamanaha. Bahudha Jayamanaha. Jayamanaha means being born. What you have understood already? Atma is Ajaha, Nityaha, Sarvagataha, Sthanahu, Achalaha. You know all these words. No? Atma is unborn. Atma has no beginning. Atma has no death. Atma is undergoing a change. We know that very well. But here Upanishad uses what? Jayamanaha. Jayamanaha means what? Being born. Not really born. As though born. As though born. It is moving about. This reality Now, the Lord is this self which is there in the mind inside as though born, isn't it? How? As though born, not as one. Bahudha jayamanaha. Bahudha means what? As many forms, in many ways. How he says, Shankaracharya says very beautifully, see, anger is, isn't it? Anger is, desire is, knowledge is, recognition is, perception is, doubt is, confusion is, clarity is, pleasure is, pain is, understanding is, non-understanding is, isn't it? All these vrittis, vrittayaha, no? All these different states of mind, memory is, buddhi is, isn't it? We say all these different thoughts, they come into being. How do the thoughts come into being? Whenever you say thought is, what is invariably present in the thought is what? Awareness. Exist thought is means thought existence is, thought existence presupposes what? Thought knowledge. Isn't it? Thought consciousness is. Anger is means anger consciousness is. Isn't it? Doubt is means doubt consciousness is. Recognition is means recognition consciousness is. Understanding is understanding consciousness is. Desire is desire consciousness is. All these thoughts, every thought is what? No thought can be imagined without consciousness. Even the consciousness does not have the thoughts, there cannot be a thought without consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower without consciousness. Consciousness is not the thinker, but there is no thinker without consciousness. Consciousness is not the cognizer, but there is no cognizer without consciousness. Consciousness is not the desirer, but there is no desirer or the desire without consciousness. Isn't it? Consciousness is not the envious, but there cannot be envious without consciousness. Understand now? Consciousness is not jealous, nor does it have jealousy, but there is no jealous without consciousness. There is no jealousy, also jealous without consciousness. Therefore, what now? When there is anything, there is no way without water. Understand now? There can't be a way without water. When you say way, water is not born, but every time wave is born, water is as though born. Understand now? It's what as though birth. Water is not born, wave alone is born. Every time wave is born, water is as though born. Is it clear now? This is called Bahudha Jayamanaha. As the knower, as the thinker, as the desirer, as the one who is angry, as the one. Understand now? All these things are now. That is why Purana is present very beautifully. Just take only anger, Durvasa comes. Understand now? One thing. And Manmatha comes, just the desire. All magnifying and blowing it up, big, subtle thought. And one thought is presented as one person, one individual. Isn't it? What does it mean? My God, all these are what now? This birth of these thoughts, existence of these thoughts, resolution of these thoughts are not possible without whom? Without which? And the seer, hearer, consciousness is not the seer, not the hearer, not the one who smells. Now come from the mental functions to the sense functions. No, taster or smeller, no function is possible. But all these are what? Consciousness only. Therefore we say, consciousness is not the seer, but there is no seer without consciousness. There is no hearer without consciousness. Therefore who is there as the hearer? If there is a hearer, there is a consciousness. Invariably present is what? Consciousness. Therefore, when you say hearer, hearer is consciousness, isn't it? Consciousness is not the hearer. Bahudha jayamanaha. Is it clear now? Bahudha jayamanaha means as though born. When everything is as though born. Bahudha jayamanaha. Where in the mind itself? As what? As the knower, as the thinker, as the one, no, as the one who is jealous, as the one who is, all the different thoughts are what now? Bahudha jayamanaha. No thought is possible without consciousness. Therefore he says, when thought is born, that because of which the very birth of thought is possible, he said, be what? As though born. Is it clear? Is it clear or not? Bahudha jayamanaha. So he says, antaha charate bahudha jayamanaha. So what does it mean here now in these two sentences? What have you understood? The whole jagat, all the functions of all the phenomena, now are backed by, isn't it? Supported by, sustained by, in answer, given life by which reality? The pure consciousness, isn't it? Onto that, the whole jagat is linked to, just as the spokes of the chariot converge in the hub of the wheel. Spokes of the wheel converge in the hub. Similarly, this physical body also, all the arteries, the whole life of an individual is possible, isn't it? In living being is a living being, individual is an individual. Because of what? What is that which makes here? All the blood vessels are linked to the main arteries. They are linked to what? Actually the heart. Therefore all of them are connected to the heart. And that heart is a golakam, wherein there is a mind indriyam. In that indriyam, as though born, as every thought which comes into being is what? As though born. Who is moving as though born? When you see the wave, you say what? Every time wave comes and wave dances and wave stands, wave, either it feels it's sad and then it feels up happy and then it resolves. Isn't it? That wave you see. What is that? Bahudha jayamanaha. Who is Bahudha jayamanaha? As though born is the water. Even though waves are born, but waves, birth of the waves, movement of the waves is not possible without which water? That what had been what now? As though born. Birth of the wave is as though, and so now we can say water is as though born. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, not really born. All the thoughts are as what? As though birth of the consciousness. Understand now? Consciousness is as though born. When the thought is born, consciousness is as though born. As in the form of a thought. That's why Bahudha Jayamana, not one thought. My God, you know how many thoughts come into your mind. When you're more agitated, you have more thoughts. You have know that, all those things. So, Yeshaha Antaha Charate. Antaha charate bahudha jayamanaha saha yeshaha antaha charate bahudha jayamanaha. Here you understood what now? Saha yeshaha. These two, at least I'm very happy I taught it two pronouns in the class. Saha, that person, that Lord, that reality. Saha is equal to masculine form of tad, isn't it? Yeshaha is what? Masculine form of what now? Actually, you have to tom. Okay? Nearest. You. Yeshaha means nearest to you. This means what? This. When you come, what is the nearest to this? Nearest to this is I. Understand now? That's why Yeshaha stands for chit only. Saha stands for sat. Namarupa rahitam chit. Okay? Pure knowledge minus namarupam is what? Yeshaha. Nearest this is I. Isn't it now? Consciousness. And Namarupa Rahitam Sat is what? Saha that. is clear now. That existence in which alone all this, the whole Jagat converge, all this exist, that reality is none other than the self, which is inside, in the heart, in the mind, now as though born in the form of thoughts. When the thoughts are born, who is that? Who is that which is in the form of thoughts? Who is that? Without whom these thoughts are not possible. Do you want to experience Atma? You can never experience Atma. Every experience is Atma. Understand now? Atma cannot be experienced. Every experience is Atma. Is it clear now? That is what Jayamanaha. It's a very subtle thing. You have to note this point. Note down this point. Atma cannot be experienced. Why? Because because of which any experience is possible is what? Atma, the consciousness. Is it clear now? Yet Bahuda Jayamanaha. Now he says what? Finished. Mahavakyam is over. What he says now? Atmanam Dhyayata. That Atmanam Dhyayata, may you contemplate upon that Aat Self. May you meditate upon that self. Atmanam dhyayata. Om iti evam dhyayata. Now he brings again om here. Om iti evam evam. Having understood this, om iti atmanam dhyayata. When he says om iti atmanam dhyayata, see that Atma in Om. What is Atma? Saha. What is Saha? Ishwaraha. Nirguna, isn't it? Ishwaraha. Brahman. So that consciousness, which is the existence of the whole, which is none other than the self, the Atma, the pure, all-pervasive self, the consciousness. This consciousness, what now? May you see that consciousness where? Om. See as the Om. Is it clear now? So Om means what? Not Om. Not that. See the meaning of the Om. What is Om? Om is the whole. Om stands for the whole. When you say Om stands for the whole, what is the whole? Sthula, Sukshma, Karanam, everything is Om. Everything is Om. Sthulam is what? Om. Sukshma is what? Subtle is what? Om. Cause is what? Causal form is what? Om. What is outside of Om? Everything is Om. What is that? No, which is there as Sula, Sukshma and Karanam is Sat, the pure existence. What is that Sat? Pure consciousness. What is the pure conscious Atma, the all-pervasive self, which is there as this self, the nearest this is I. Is it clear now? Dhyayata, may you meditate upon that Om, which is Ishvara, which is the Self. So see the Self in that Om, Self as that Om. Understand now? Let me, Om becomes the Alamnam for you. Then, don't simply see, it's not simply seeing the sound Om or simply seeing the form. Another big problem, okay? People write this Om and then see that. Okay? That's also what now? It's seeing any ABCD, okay? That doesn't make any big difference. And people have some emotional link, attachment to some AUOM. Okay? Anyway. So, those objects are objects. Form is a form, isn't it? So, even sound symbol also you need to understand. Because Om is why? Om stands for silence. Silence. Why silence? Because from the silence alone, all the sounds emerged. All the sounds means all the words. All the words means all the words indicating the objects and all the objects also. Therefore, it implies what? Manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear now? Om stands for the pure total knowledge, the silence, the pure consciousness. Is it clear now? Pure consciousness. From which alone, when you say all the sounds emerge, means what? We say, that is why Om also we say Nada Brahma. And so Nadaha means sound. Generally we say because space is the subtlest element, so people say space has come, must have come into existence first. Okay, and one quality of the, Sabda Gunakaha Akashaha, therefore sound also must have come. So Om is the first sound people, they heard, etc. But really speaking, Akara, Ukara, Makara, just to remember this is enough. Isn't it? It stands for all the objects, all the words of all the languages, all the sounds, all the vowels and consonants, and this sound. Okay? The sound has, noise has emerged from silence. The source of sound is silence. Wave is a sound and H2O is the silence, stillness. Stillness and silence, actionlessness are synonyms. Stillness, silence, actionlessness are synonyms. Like pure consciousness. Understand? It's not, again, don't think like inert stillness of water, okay? Yes, stillness, I mean, I talk about the pure consciousness. Ramba kashtamanda, please go that side. Okay? But if you can go that side, maybe if it is too hot.
I'm okay. Get some vitamin.
Okay. So this is pure knowledge, isn't it? Pure knowledge. That is why you have to understand anything which had been discovered. Anything which was discovered, which is being discovered, which is discovered, which is being discovered, which has been discovered, which will be discovered, which will be being discovered, which is going to be discovered, all of them, what now? All the discoveries are only discovery of what is already. Therefore, what? Knowledge. The total knowledge is already there. Knowledge is not created. Understand, knowledge is not created. Knowledge is already. Understand now, one can work hard and focus, discover. That's all. Isn't it? The total knowledge is what? Nama Rupa Rahitam Chit. The source of knowledge is what? Pure consciousness. It's clear now? Therefore, that is what is pure consciousness is silence, the source of all the sounds. So implies what now? Manifestation of any knowledge is what now? Expression of knowledge only. Manifestation of knowledge only. That is why Atmanam Om Iti Evam Dhyayata. May you contemplate upon Om, the Self, as the Om. May you contemplate upon Om as the Self. Understand now? There's a big thing. You have to understand. Not Evam means not just simply saying Om. Simply repeating mentally or, saying anything. What has to be understood has to be understood. What has to be seen has to be seen. It's not simply prattling, isn't it? Dhyayata Atmanam. Now it sounds, the teacher says, tells the students, okay, finished teaching, my job is over. You have understood what is the reality, what is Jagat. Jagat is Nama Rupa Pure Sat. Isn't it? Pure Sat plus Nama Rupa is what? Jagat. Now you know what is pure Sat. Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat, you know what it is, isn't it? Pure Sat minus Nama Rupa also, you know. You know what it is. What is that? pure consciousness. Where, what is it? Atma. Where is available? As the nearest self. I have taught you what is pure consciousness is. You understood? Now what you should do? You have to contemplate. This is the, he says now, Vaha Swasti. May you know, Vaha means for all of you, Swasti, may there be Swastihi Astu. Astu, you have to supply word there, okay? May there be auspiciousness for all of you. That means what? Mangalam Bhavatu. For what? Tamasaha Parastat Paraya. Tamas, no? Tamas means ignorance here. Ignorance of self. Now you've understood, even after studying Upanishad, he means you are still ignorant. That means what? You still have tamas means what? You understood what is to contemplate on. Contemplation alone is going to bless you with actual jnanam. Is it clear now? Very beautifully he says now. After finish teaching, he says, still what now? Tamasaha parasta paraya. Param means what? Param means other side. Other side of ignorance is what? Knowledge. Okay, this side of knowledge is what? Ignorance. Other side of ignorance is what? Knowledge. Therefore, paraya, tamasaha parastat paraya. Okay, to reach the other side of ignorance, that is knowledge. That means what? To overcome ignorance, to resolve ignorance totally, to reach the total knowledge with the, understand now, to attain moksha in the form of pure knowledge, the consciousness, reality, the source of knowledge, what you should do now? Atmanam dhyayata. Is clear now? Look at this. Even after studying Upanishad, we still have tamas. That means what? Actually, totally tamas will be resolved only when there is ascertained doubt-free vision of the self, for which we have to contemplate upon the self as om, as pure knowledge. Isn't it now? So om stands for pure knowledge, also is implied here. I told you earlier itself that om is meant for sarguna upasanam, om always meant for nirguna upasanam. Is it clear now? Tamasaha parastat paraya, to go beyond the ignorance, isn't it? And to reach the knowledge, what do you do? May there be auspiciousness for all of you. Atmanam dhyayata. For that, may you all go and meditate upon the self as om. No? Swastihi astu. Mangalam undagattam. He says that may mangalam bhavatu. He blesses the students. And he tells them, now you can go and contemplate on. We go to the next verse. You also read Swamiji's book, and if you have any doubt, you can come and ask me. It does not mean the teacher has stopped the teaching, okay? He's continuous. Look at this. Yes, sarvajnya. Sarvavide. Yasya yeshah mahima bhuvi divye brahmapure hi yeshah vyomanyatma pratishthitah. Okay. Yaha sarvajnaha sarvavid yasya eshaha mahima bhuvi. Divye brahmapure hi yeshaha vyomani. It must be Vyomni actually. Vyomni. Atma. Vyomani. Vyomani, Vyomni, both are okay. Atma. Pratishthitaha. Okay. again a Mahavakyam, like you can take. How do you understand it's a Mahavakyam? Sarvagyaha Sarvavid comes all-knowing. Sarvagyaha means all-knowing. Sarvavid also means omniscient. Both mean same. Ishvara. Sarvagyaha stands for Ishvara. Sarvavid also stands for Ishvara. Both mean the same, all-knowing. But there's a slight difference. Ishvara. Yaha, one who is omniscient, one who is all-knowing, isn't it? Sarvagyaha, sarvam janati iti sarvagyaha, sarvam veti iti sarvagyaha, that all-knowing, yaha, the one who is all-knowing, all knowledge, isn't it? He says, one who knows everything in general, one who knows everything in detail, isn't it? Knows means not an action, another thing. One who knows means what? One who illumines the universe means? One who illumines the whole universe is now by his light is what? Sun. When you say, hey, is an action? No. Mere presence is illumining. Isn't it? Swarupam. Like that, knowing is what now? Swarupam. Is it clear now? Here he says, Sarvagyaha Sarvavit stands for Ishvara. Because we know very well, individual is not all-knowing. Yasya, when you say Sarvagyaha Sarvavit, one who knows everything in general, and one who knows everything in detail. Isn't it? In detail, knowledge means what? No individual can be Sarvavit. No individual human being can ever become a Sarvavit. The knower of everything in detail. Isn't it? To know something in detail, not something, to know the least in detail, to get one PhD, if possible one postdoctoral fellowship, whole life goes, become 80, by time one gets Nobel Prize or 90. And award is given after the person goes also sometimes. Listen, grandchild parents, children go and collect the award. How much do you know? Where is it? To know the least, okay? To know the least in detail. Detailed knowledge of, I don't know how to show that, is what? One PhD. Even there again, some more detailed knowledge has to be done, isn't it? That is why all the discoveries are what? All the new discoveries of detailed knowledge of the least. That least again discovered what? Again the detailed knowledge of what has been already discovered the least. That is how discoveries are going on nowadays. And that is how science is progressing. Sarvavit, when you say, hey, my God, there's no individual. Understand? No individual who can say, I'm a Sarvavit. Nobody. Because individual's knowledge is dependent on the operation of the sense organs or means, instruments of knowledge like buddhi. Buddhi is used, isn't it? Intellect is used, and something is discovered. Using the intellect, the instrument of knowledge, isn't it? Focus. What you discover is what? No? Within the realm of the matter. Is it clear now? Whatever is discovered as a subtlest fact or subtle fact or subtlest thing, using the buddhi is within the realm of material world. World, something about the object. Using the instrument of knowledge, what is discovered, what is known is only something about the object. That what object is what? Material product only. About within the realm of matter only. And for which what? You also need, there's the need to operate your sense organs, or the need to operate the organs, the organ of knowledge, instrument of knowledge, the buddhi, isn't it? Therefore what? The limit, or the instrument of knowledge has its own limitation. Therefore what? The knowledge gained also is what now? Is very limited. It's not all knowledge. Is it clear now? Therefore, all knowledge means, total knowledge means, wherein there is no need to operate any instrument of knowledge. Sun does not need an instrument of illumination. Instrument to illumine the universe. Is it clear now? All illumining, we can say, simultaneously. Even if you say, no, it is very still night in America or India, if you say, it's not the problem of the sun, it's the problem of the earth, okay? It doesn't go. It goes, that means sun cannot do, helpless, okay? Sun is all illumining. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, I think you understood, all knowledge means that because of which Bahudha Jayamanaha, knowledge as though born knowledge. Understand now? In all the minds, different scientists contribute different, and the contribution of any scientist is where? From where? From his buddhi or not? From his buddhi only. Understand now? And what is that? What is the source of the knowledge in any buddhi? Consciousness only. Understand? That is why all knowledge means what? Not, okay, understand now, not requiring to use, operate any instrument of knowledge. That state is what? Sarvavit means only, consciousness is sarvavit means all, knowing all sorts of all knowledge. Which is already there. The Sarvavit. All-knowing. Omniscience. Isn't it now? Ishvara is omniscient when you say Sarvavit. And Sarvagyaha, we say, knowledge in, all knowledge in general also. One who knows everything. We say. That is why the Jnani is said to be a Sarvagyaha, not a Sarvavit. Why Jnani is said to be Sarvagyaha? Jnani is said to be all-knowing. Sarvagyaha. But not Sarvavit. Only Bhagavan is Sarvavit. Even after Jnanam, Jnani is what? Sarvavit. Sarvajnaha. Not never Sarvavit. Is it clear now? Why? Because he knows that because of which knowledge is possible. Therefore he is Sarvajnaha. Knowing the source of knowledge is as good as knowing everything. As good as, not knowing everything. Okay? That is why Jnani is said to be Sarvajnaha. But Jnani also is not Sarvavit. Why? Because Jnani is still the Vachartha of the individual. And there is a difference between Vachartha of individual and Ishvara will always be there. What is the Vachartha of the Jnani, the individual? Individual body, mind, is complex with Atma, isn't it? What is the Vachartha of Ishvara? What is the literal meaning of the word Ishvara? All the three worlds plus Atma, isn't it? Atma plus all three worlds is what? Ishvara. Ishvara Upadhi, that is, isn't it? All the three worlds are Ishvara Upadhis. And all the three bodies are what? Jiva Upadhis. Is it clear now? Individual upadhis. Therefore, even this is the literal meaning of, the primary meaning of, the direct meaning of the word jivaha and individual and the total. Consciousness plus three worlds is what? Ishvaraha, the total. Consciousness plus the three bodies is what? Individual. This is the primary meaning of the words Tvam and Tat, isn't it? Ishvara and Jiva. This primary meaning, the difference in primary meaning will always be there. Always be there throughout. That is why individual, even a jnani, even after becoming a jnani also, he does not become sarvavit. But jnani is Ishwaraha sarvajnaha, when you say that the implied laksharthana, the standpoint of laksharthaha, jnani knows in jnanam, the truth of the whole jagat is only reality that he knows very well. Understand now? So laksharta, he has resolved the difference only from the standpoint of laksharta. Resolving the difference from the standpoint of vacharta is never possible. Why? Because of the upadhis. Is it clear now? That is why jnani also can become a sarvajna, not sarvavit. So Bhagavan is what? Sarvajna, sarvavit. Is it clear? Clear or not? Tell me. Rajaji says yes. Everybody has to say yes. Then I can... Yes, yeah. Therefore what now? He says, Yeshaha Mahima. The bhuvi, my God, this whole jagat is what? Mahima. This is the beautiful thing we have to learn. I tell you, this is has to be taken for our meditation of Ishvara. Mahima means glory, vibhuti. In Bhagavad Gita, this word, this mahima is used as vibhuti. Vibhuti yoga. Understand now? The whole universe is vibhuti. Wave, nama, rupa is vibhuti for H2O. Glory. Glory of the water is what? My lecturer's name was Gloriana. When I was studying in college, okay? I remember her. She also know... Why I am saying here, who taught me, she stoops to conquer. Okay? And then... that's the book that... some text she had to teach me. And then she was a glory, okay, in the class. But now I tell you, because vibhuti means what? Just glory. Understand now, everything is Bhagavan's, whole jagat is what? Whole bhuvi is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Knowledge, total knowledge is Ishwaraha. And whole jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Now there was glory. Manifestation of knowledge is vibhuti. That is why anything beautiful is vibhuti. Really speaking, any ugly also is vibhuti only. When you look at this vibhuti, then you can resolve everything. Understand? The Swamiji always taught this. Look at any skill, any talent, anything special about a person which makes other person feel jealous of, isn't it? No, then the jealousy can be neutralized only when you appreciate what is praised within a person as Bhagavan's vibhuti, glory. You know, it's all glory. Because what is that? What is the sing capacity to sing so beautifully? What is the capacity to play so well? What is the capacity to make one do this? What is the capacity which makes one achieve this? Discover this. My God, imagine. But for knowledge, backing the intellect, what is possible? What is that which is possible? Nothing is possible. Isn't it? That's why anything is what? Anything is vibhuti. You know, that's why when you see these children all coming up, every child, I always look at this as vibhuti, glory. Okay. Yeshaha mahima bhuvi. Understand now, the whole jagat what you see is what? Bhagavan's vibhuti. The beautiful flower you see, Bhagavan's vibhuti. Because without knowledge, nothing is possible. Understand? There is no adequate knowledge for it to come out, for something to come up. You know, life of a plant is a vibhuti. isn't it? Fragrance is vibhuti. Everything is vibhuti. So, bhuvi eshaha mahima. That Ishwaraha, look at this. Yaha sarvajnah sarvit eshaha mahima bhuvi. Isn't it? Who's the whole of universe? What is there is only his glory. The whole jagat, what we see is his glory, the manifestation of knowledge. That Lord, where is he established? Where is he installed? In the temple, isn't it? There's a temple where he is installed. Is it clear now? Everywhere Bhagavan is, the whole jagat is temple only. Bhagavan is installed in the whole jagat. But for you to recognize, understand now, if you make the whole jagat is temple, the whole jagat is, the Bhagavan is installed in the whole jagat. The whole jagat is Ishvara for us. Isn't it? Once you know, Bahudha Jayamanaha, every time you see any object of knowledge, along with knowledge, what you have to see is this awareness. But you can't help it, isn't it? You don't give attention to that. If you give attention, you cannot miss that Bhagavan. So here he says, that Lord, that all-pervasive reality, whose vibhuti, the glory is this whole universe, pratishthitaha, is installed, isn't it, established, placed on, you cannot miss that reality. That is where you can recognize. Why? The whole vibhuti is what? Jagat is what? Nama rupa sahitam sat. Nama rupa sahitam chit. Isn't it? But you want to see what? Nama rupa rahitam. Nama rupa sahitam is what? The whole jagat is what? Pure existence, the pure consciousness plus nama rupa is what? The universe. But what do you want to know? Pure consciousness minus nama rupa. Isn't it? How you can't undo the wave to see water. Understand now? I want to see nama rupa rahitam. I want to see what? I want to see pure H2O. Minus name and form wave. So what? I'll undo the wave, then I'll see. That is not possible in the jagat, isn't it? Bhagavan has come on. Don't try to undo. Come to this. That is available here. Pratishthitaha. For recognition. Isn't it? Says, Divye Brahmapure. Look at this. Your mind is Brahmapuram. What is Brahmapuram? Mind. Gandhipuram. And we have so many Purams. Okay? Nagapuram. We say Puram. In fact, here Puram is what now? Puram means Brahmapuram is your own mind. And this Brahmapuram, always effulgent, always conscious. What is always conscious? Divyam, ever effulgent. No, why ever effulgent? Mind is something which is always effulgent. Always illumined, ever illumined. That you will see that in our Dhritrisha class, you will understand that better later on. We are going to analyze the mind so thoroughly well in the following classes. Then you will see that. So, it is divyam, means what? Divine, effulgent. Why it is ever effulgent? Because ever illumined. Ever illumined is ever shining. Isn't it? Ever shining mind. Never is it unillumined. Why? In waking it is illumined. How do you know? That is why the body is conscious. You are up. You do perceive. You perceive the world. So what? Because mind is illumined. Mind is illumined, therefore you see the whole jagat, perceive the jagat. You know you are. You know the world is. There are thoughts. The experience of the universe. Because of what? Mind is illumined. Okay, in dream, mind is illumined or not? Illumined. That is why you know what is happening in the dream. And you can talk about the dream. In deep sleep state, mind is illumined or not? Don't say no. Mind is illumined. That is why you know nothing is there. No experience, isn't it? thing is there in deep sleep state, you are able to say, isn't it? There is experience of non-experience. That is why mind is illumined. How, suppose, here is Mike, how do I say? Illumined by sunlight. Nothing is here, how do I say? That is also illumined by what? Same light. Is it clear enough? Similarly, thoughts are there. All the thoughts are there. Mind is illumined. Partially thoughts are there. Dream experience is there. Mind is illumined. Nothing is there. Still mind is illumined. Ever illumined. Ever conscious. Why? It is closely associated. It can't help. Understand now? It is never away from consciousness. That is why, what we say here, ever illumined, therefore it is ever effulgent, ever shining, divyam, brahmapuram. Why it is brahmapuram? That is the place, that is the place. Puram means sthanam. Puram, place, abode, where you recognize Brahman. As what? As nama rupa rahitam chit. If you want to recognize Mr. Pure H2O without the name and form wave, understand? You have to know what is H2O, isn't it? But similarly here, you have to understand pure consciousness minus name and form. Where is available? In this Brahmapuram, in the mind, which is ever effulgent. Without undoing the thoughts, without pulling and flattening the wave, you have to discover what? H2O. Understand? Namarupa rahitam, H2O, you have to understand without dropping the namarupa. Is it clear now? You don't need to undo your thoughts. Leave your mind there. Come here. Be dead. Can you say that? If you come here without mind here, who will listen to me? I tell you, do you have to talk to your body or hands and legs or your eyes? Whom should I address, talk to? Leaving your mind there, leaving your thoughts elsewhere. All, I tell you, be very, very careful. I tell you, please come only with the mind here. Okay? Very different teaching. Very, very different teaching. Come with your mind. You leave your mind at home. What is happening there? My granddad had food or not? And then, you know, Moti ji, whether he has had tea or not, I don't know. I came without giving him tea. If you think, you know, mind is there means, who will listen to me here? Therefore, please come with the mind. Bring the mind. In fact, mind only brings you here. That is the truth. Understand? But mind brings you here, leaves you here, mind goes somewhere. That is the problem. Mind should not do the job of vahanam, car. Car can do certain jobs, mind should do the job. Mind should bring you, mind should stay with you like a Indian mother. Mind should come with you, stay with you, make you study. That's why I'm in children. Can't go. Until the daughter gets married and, okay, now go. Till then, no, they won't leave. Other than sannyasi, okay, then leave you. Even then, that's for this age also is there. Amazing. So here, what I'm saying here, so, yeshaha brahmapure, okay, is vyomani. Vyoman means space. Another word for space is what? Vyoman. And vyomni in the space. But here, vyomni in the space means what here? Akashe. What akasha? Hridaya akashe. The space in the mind. Don't go and search for space in the mind, okay? Hridaya akasha means what? Hridaya akasha means the space is accommodative of everything. Similarly, that in which the thoughts are accommodated is what? Akasha, space. The space wherein the thoughts are accommodated. What is space which accommodates the thoughts? Isn't it? is the consciousness only. Therefore, Vyomni, Atma, Atma Pratishthitaha. Atma is the space of the mind, buddhi. Isn't it? Atma Pratishthitaha. Atma is installed. Whose Atma? All pervasive self. Which is this self, the nearest to this I, is what now? Pure knowledge, sarvajna, sarvavite, is installed. Mahavakyam. Is it clear now? That Ishvara is what? This Atma. No more that, okay? You only said everything is Ishvara. You have resolved what? Everything, all individuality is resolved here. See, repeated listening will help you understand. Atma pratishthitaha. Atma, the self, is installed, means what? Available for recognition. This is the source for our temple thing, agama. When you go to the temple, you have many prakarams, the outer prakaram, and you hear all these mahatmas will be standing in attention. You have to go visit, say hello to them, flying visit to them, hello to them, all of them. Have some, come on, how did you know Bhagavan? How did you know Bhagavan? That's the meaning, okay? You ask him. They all know Bhagavan, jnanis. They stand at an attention. And when we go and see them, it's as though we are asking them, how did you know Bhagavan? Tell the secret. Come on, go inside, come around and go inside. As though they're telling us, they're standing there around the temple. Outer prakaram, which is the body. Understand now? Then we go inside again. Again, one more prakaram. Prana, another prakaram. Again we go. It's a garbhagraham, sanctum sanctorum. What is that? Brahmapuram. Okay? Antaha. Pratishthitaha, Atma Pratishthitaha, their Murti is installed. Or Murti is outside, not outside. Murti is outside or not? Murti is everywhere. You don't see the Murti. That is why you need that thing. Understand now? You can't see the Murti there. Nama Rupa Sahitam you always see. But only problem is, sir, Nama Rupa Sahitam you always see. All the Nama Rupas you see are what? That only. Any nama, any rupam, anything you perceive is what? That. But you are not able to see discriminatively. You are not able to see. You don't see at all. You see only nama rupa. But to see that with nama rupa, you need to see what? That separately, discriminatively. Is it clear now? You see, the knowledge, the whole jagat is knowledge plus namarupa. But we do not see the knowledge, we see only what? Namarupa. Why we do not see the knowledge, why do we see only namarupa? Because we do not know what knowledge is. So, what should we do now? We have to see the knowledge without namarupa inside, to see the knowledge with namarupa outside. Is it clear? You have to see the knowledge without namarupa inside to see the knowledge with namarupa outside. Is it clear? I think I made it very clear. I think I have made it very clear. I do not know whether it is very clear. If it is very clear, I am very happy. It is not at all clear, still I am not unhappy. I will take care of it next class. Okay? Okay. We leave the mantra, we stop. Yes, sarvajna.
Yes,
sarvavide.
Yes,
ya.
Yeshaha.
Mahima.
Bhuvi.
Divye.
Brahmapure.
Hi. Yeshaha.
Vyomani.
Atma.
Pratishthitaha.
Pratishthitaha. Okay. The following mantra also will add to your clarity, which you will see next class. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.